It's 9:30 on Saturday morning, and some riders have already finished, but many more will still be pedaling for hours. Matt Knapp is one of those who's already done with his ride. And today was not Knapp's only day finishing early.
From Council Bluffs to Harlan this year, people were doing this, with the one finger up in the air, the deputy sheriffs, the state troopers are sitting in their cars doing this, people are out there in the yards going, "You're the first one."
Knapp, who's done several Ragbris, lives in Honolulu and joined a team from West Des Moines for this year's tour. Now he's posted up at where the route crosses the railroad tracks just before entering Fort Madison's Riverview Park. Just past the tracks, the route brings riders to the park's boat ramp for the crowning achievement of Ragbri, dipping their tires in the Mississippi River. This is the 41st Ragbri, and over that time, traditions have formed. One of the most well-known is that riders dip their rear tire in the Missouri River when they start and their front tire in the Mississippi when they finish. Some just dip their front tire in. Many people post for pictures lifting their bikes, tires up above their heads. Alan Sanborn decides to do something a bit different. That's the sound of Sanborn dropping into a full splits and raising his bike in the air with one hand.
Are you a gymnast?
No, I used to do a lot of martial arts.
Sanborn lives in Duluth, Minnesota, but is originally from near Waterloo, Iowa, and went to school at Iowa State University. While at ISU, Sanborn studied taekwondo. He says this is his eighth Ragbri, and he did his first to get back into shape.
Yeah, I was getting fat, so. So I bought a bike in May and then did Ragbri in July, and that sort of got me started, so.
Not everybody dips their tires in the river, though. In Pete Kostelnik's case, that's because he does not have any tires to dip. He ran the entire route, which the Ragbri website says is about 423 miles.
Yep, yeah, I think it came out to be about 427 on my GPS, so they were off by a couple miles, but I won't fault them for that.
Kostelnik lives in Lincoln, Nebraska, and is originally from Boone, Iowa. He's running for the charity Holiday Heroes, which gives birthday and holiday parties to seriously ill children. He said that in order to keep going each day, he had to eat about 8,000 calories. Some of that came from energy bars and gels and from pasta, but not all of it.
But during the day, I think my go-to was the McDonald's sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. I would get to about the halfway point or the marathon point or whatever each day, and I would sit down and eat one of those, and that was kind of my motivation.
One rider who was able to keep up her motivation for years is Margaret Paulus, who rode into the finishing area in the mid-morning.
I've been messing around with all of them.
All of them?
Yes. When the first year they came into Davenport, our little bitty Quad City Bicycle Club rode 5 miles out to meet them. So I count that.
That first Ragbri was in 1973, and Paulus says she's realized she just cannot stop.
You get into bicycling and you absolutely get addicted to it, and you can't. It's like runners. You have to do it. And then Iowa is so gorgeous, and every part of the state is just beautiful. And some of it's a pain because the hills aren't. Some people love the hills. I can do without.
Margaret Paulus says she was not the only one in her family who got addicted. Her son Rick rode all of that first Ragbri. She says she started by ferrying station wagon loads of riders and equipment, then started riding more and more of the Ragbri route till she rode the entire thing. For others like Paulus who are addicted, the Ragbri website has already started the countdown, down to the second, to next year's ride. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.